brilliant tropical weather. Favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide in search of the next big wave. Get ready for fun in the sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils, where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Kamu seakan-akan menyuruh So it's gonna be a nice week in Indonesia. First we have the Isra Miraj, and then tomorrow on Wednesday we'll have the Chinese or the Lunar New Year. Yes, we are also enjoying and celebrating the day in Indonesia because we have a lot of our Chinese friends, and also we would like to say Chinese descendants who are living in Indonesia has been mingled and also part of Indonesia. Maybe they, by terms of ethnicity, they are Chinese, but in terms of nationality, they are still Indonesian. And recently, the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency have predicted some potential extreme weather during this very long weekend, since last week until tomorrow. So, in this report, as we quote from rri.co.id, the weather in Indonesia from January 25th to 30th, 2025 will be dominated predictably by light rain. However, some rain with moderate intensities and also the heavy ones are predicted to hit some spots. And besides that, some risks are also waiting for so many people, like the heavy downpour, the landslide, and also some flood near the coastal area. And why do the rain is coming all this time like this? It is apparently affected by the low La Nina phenomenon in Indonesia, resulting in normal rain to above normal rainfall in their country. And for the people, the agency asked the people to keep updating themselves with information related to the weather report or the weather forecast, and also stay alert towards some potential disasters happening across your places. But it doesn't mean that you cannot enjoy the Chinese New Year in Indonesia, for I got two places to be focusing your mind on if you want to try to Chinese New Year in our country. But first, let's listen to this next one. We have Juba featuring Naomi with Dancing in the Moonlight.
When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine night. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine night. Everybody's dancing in the
talking about the Chinese New Year, everybody is feeling warm and bright because the dances of the barongsai and also the dragon dance, the lion and the dragon dance in Indonesia is not only presented by the Chinese descent only or the people who are following certain religions. But apparently, as reported by antaranews.com listener in Denpasar, Bali, more precisely at Cokro Aminoto Market, some people from the Hindu, apparently Indonesian Hindus are also supporting the show, because at this market there is the lion dance performance, and there is a kind of ceremony by the Hindu people held by the traditional market, was also accompanied by lion dance and the dragon dance, and the two also aims asking for blessings and neutralize more people inside the negative aura while welcoming the Chinese or the Lunar New Year, which is, well, kind of bright, because we didn't expect that this kind of event is also happening in the island of Bali. But back to Jakarta, apparently, we haven't been talking about the, how do we call it, Chinatown in Indonesia. I'm talking about the Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, or the beautiful Indonesia theme park, the biggest theme park in Jakarta. About Indonesia, apparently they are having a lot of events to welcome the Chinese New Year. According to its president director Intan Ayu Kartika, they have the Chinese festival, and it had begun since last week, and it will last until early February. So what do they have in here? They have the bazaar, in which you can go buy a lot of stuff, and then Cucumber Village Festival, Lion Dance, and then Pianlan. If I'm not mistaken, Pianlan is about changing the mask really quickly. But there's also some other things that is not strictly related to the Chinese New Year, because they also have the Kecak Dance coming from Bali. And according to Intan Ayu Kartika, they aim to present a lot of not only interesting but also educational events for all families coming to this place. So before, if you want to go to a lot of places in Indonesia but you are still on budget, just go to Jakarta and go to Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, and maybe right now you can also enjoy the Chinese festival that is reportedly under rain, but thousands of people still flock around this place. So for everybody, I'd like to give you this one song. This is Run featuring Hindia with a song entitled Silema or The Weak. It is a very nice song for everybody who has been rejected, who feels they are weaker in a group. But remember that everybody apparently is worthwhile.
Kau selemah dalam cermin, mari beradu mata dan mulai bicara tentang pijar resah yang menyala. Benarkah ini yang kau ingin? Pura-pura sempurna, labui celah demi aman nyaman setia.
Pagi yang berat, kasur
mendengarkan ini. Apapun yang kau widap asal menghantui,
bukan halanganmu untuk kalahkan hari.
Kamu berarti,
please never hate yourself. Maybe it's quite difficult, right? When people around you hate you and it seems that to be accepted, you got to be jumping in the bandwagon like them, hating you as well in the process, which is very, very painful. But I hope that you'll be healed soon. I do not know when and how, but I believe one day you might be able to. And still talking about the Chinese New Year in Indonesia, we got a lot of Chinatowns in Indonesia, and the most popular ones is always populated by a lot of people during the Chinese New Year. I'd like to start with the one really near with our office, which is in Jakarta. There is an area called Glodok. It is in West Jakarta. It is known as one of the oldest Chinatowns that Indonesia have, and it has its own, I don't know, style or something. And as reported by Unpublished.com, although it is surrounded by a lot of modern stuff, but Glodok maintains or keep their traditional newness. Once you get into this place, you'll feel in a very different part of Jakarta. By the way, not only about it being Chinatown, but in here, you can find a lot of historical heritage and also some legendary shops. They're still open and they're selling clothing, electronics, and also some nice cuisines that you can try since they are open since the 1990s. And from Jakarta, I'd like to go to Surabaya. There is a place called Kia Kia area. And this place, you can find a lot of cultural performances, both the Chinese, or we call it Tionghoa culture, but also some other local culture in Surabaya. For example, in it's called Keroncong. And apparently Solor Surakarta is also a nice example of the harmony between Japanese and Chinese culture. In here, there is a place called Sudiro Prajan, and it has the event called Grebek Sudiro. From the name, it's really, really not Chinese, but it is what is happening in there every time there is the Chinese New Year since 2007. In Grebek Sudiro, there will be a parade of lion dance, the lantern festival, a lot of moon cakes, and of course it is an annual must visit spot for everyone. And then in Semarang, we know Semarang has some Pokong, but it is not part of the Chinatown. We are specifically talking about the Chinatown in here, and they have the place called Kauman. And the best time to enjoy Kauman, according to them, is during the Chinese New Year, because they have the Semawis Night Market. As we know, at night everything gets brighter, isn't it? You can see a lot of ornaments shining, shimmering, splendid, with a lot of lanterns and other decorations that you can enjoy with your eyes, your camera, and also your mouth, because they have a lot of authentic cuisines. And then I think I would like to cut it short because we have a long list in here. So we also have Batam in Riau, and really next to, how do we call it, Singapore. You can know that the Nagoya Hill. It's one of the top Chinatown in Indonesia. They have a lot of historical old buildings standing strong along with the new modern shopping centers. But then in Singkawang, well, you gotta go to this place because people call it the city of 1,000 temples. Yes, in here, listener, Chinese culture is very, very present in this city, especially in the Chinese New Year and the upcoming one, Chap Gome. And of course, I promise you, there will be a lot of big events in here. Except recently, we kind of postpone it or keep it down because we have the election to make sure everything stays stable. But right now, no election anymore. It has passed, so it means that things will be back with a lot of better stuff in here. And then, in Medan too, of course, if you're coming to Medan in Sumatra, they're not only talking about the Batak people, but also the area called Mega Golden Asia, which is the standard for the Chinese community in Medan. In here, I promise you, they have the very nice cuisines. Well, I think this is the best time for you to find good stuff from the Chinese descent. And I kid you not, they are not disappointing. They are very worth it. And it can be a little bit crowded, but it is part of the thing that you got to feel in there. So those are the Chinatowns in Indonesia that is not only a witness of the history between Chinese ethnic in our country, but also it shows that until now we still have this very nice mixture with a lot of people. You can see that despite being diverse, Indonesia can stand strong together. I remember that a quote from a game. Apparently game sometimes can be quite philosophic, a lot of philosophy, just like the Chinese people. I'd like to quote this: if we do not stand together, we will be, if we stay separated, we will be doomed together. So we can see that by maintaining a harmonious relationship with a lot of religions and also ethnicities, Indonesia is working until now. And of course, I'd like to invite you to go to these Chinatowns to enjoy a lot of nice stuffs.
Semesta ku hembuskan lara menjemput tenang seribu asa kau suarakan menyantap paduka tentang yang tenang.
So here's another quote of the day, and sadly it's not related to the Chinese New Year, but here goes from the former president of Indonesia, B.J. Habibie. He said that one of the key of happiness is to use your money for experiences and not for desire.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we are today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. What I used to do, oh, I don't care.
Over, and more about Indonesian culture is coming up next as we are playing you a story about Tari Topeng or the Mouse Dance, the next generation. A story about how this culture is being passed on from generation to the next.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran
Kelana mask itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His mission was firm, show strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Kapmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kadang bisa aja
well,
ya.
Well, other people kan is fine, but who is his or her kan teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not a direct descendant of Nishiji. The term is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya.
Ya, ini ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, itu.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya, ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who wants to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other math dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Alpan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mask dance, he has to develop Palimanan mask dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mask dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the math dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus Fanny latihan sama mama sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the mask dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mask dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions. Describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mask dance can survive from technology blast that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mask dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Melihat semuanya berubah, menampak kau bangau.
I'd like to thank everybody for the listeners of The Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for joining Indonesia Today by The Voice of Indonesia. By the way, I'd like to thank you once again. Yeah, I've been saying thank you for so much times. Of course, I cannot say thank you enough, but I'd like you to also give us some inputs about what we can improve from our service. You can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, to our WhatsApp number, +62 825 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And I'd like also to invite you to follow our social media accounts: Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia; Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official. And our program is still available, listener, on also 332 MHz and 4755 kHz, with lots of more things coming from our country. And next one, we'll have the English service. After that, we have the Chinese language services and many more available on VONS.ID, RRI Digital, and also 3325 and 4755 kHz. I'm Steve. I'd like to say thank you very much for listening. And stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ini padamu di saat sudah ada dia yang beri senyuman di hari-harimu. Bukan salahku cinta hadir tak menentu. Bisa ku lawan semua.
Chinese New Year is just around the corner. Here are three Chinatowns in Indonesia you can explore to experience the festive atmosphere. 1. Glodok. Glodok has long been recognized as one of Jakarta's oldest Chinatown. As Chinese New Year draws near, the area gets busier than usual. The vendors selling Lunar New Year ornaments line the streets, offering items to decorate homes, angpao trees, and qiongsam. You'll also find festive foods, such as the Q Karenjak, or the sweet sticky rice cakes, oranges, candied fruits, and various sweets and cookies. Glodok is home to Jakarta's oldest temple, the Dharmabakti Temple. Located in a somewhat hidden but easily accessible spot along the way to the temple, you can also find shops selling prayer supplies. 2. Paser Lama Tangerang. A historic witness to the Chinese-Indonesian heritage in Tangerang. If you're looking for milkfish, a Chinese New Year delicacy, this is the place to go, offering a wide range of sizes. Paser Lama also boasts the legendary NY Lao 55, Q Karenjang and Dodol, renowned for generations. You'll also discover Boen Tech Bio Temple, the oldest temple in Tangerang, established in 1684. Don't forget to try the local culinary delights, such as Satayam Lilit and Tangerang Laksa. 3. Laysum. Here, you'll experience a different kind of Chinatown, tranquil and steeped in history. This area is perfect for those who enjoy peace and heritage. Laysum is home to Chinese settlement buildings that are hundreds of years old. You can not only admire them, but also stay in heritage. Accommodations, such as the Rumamera Heritage. Laysum also features Siu and Kiong Temple, the oldest temple in Laysum and Java Island. The temple holds a rich history of tolerance and harmony that continues to thrive among Laysum's residents. Want to know more? Watch the videos on youtube.com/itsvoidcast. Oh,
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Here is a news line. First, the headline. President Prabowo Subianto meets with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. The Indonesian Navy is committed to creating world peace. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim held meeting at the Petronas Twin Towers, Kuala Lumpur on Monday. The meeting resulted in an agreement to strengthen strategic cooperation in various fields for both countries, including economy, energy, and defense. The two leaders affirmed their commitment to enhance the synergy of both allied countries. One of the main results of this meeting is an agreement to strengthen cooperation in the energy sector. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim conveyed that the cooperation can be realized through strategic collaboration between Petronas and Pertamina. Moreover, the two leaders also discussed cooperation in the fields of trade and investment, including the management of the palm oil industry, which is the main commodity of the two countries. President Prabowo pointed out that Indonesia and Malaysia are the world's largest producers of palm oil, reaching 80% of global production. Deputy Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Rear Admiral Erwin Aldedarma, strengthened his commitment to creating world peace by participating in international forums such as the Asia-Pacific Chaplaincy Symposium, APCS 2025. This was pointed out by Erwin when opening the APCS in Bogor, West Java on Monday.